Brock and Hunter.
Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Brock, Hunter.
Yo!
What's up? Yes. We are just about out of time here, thank God. I know everyone's happy about that. It's good.
Clapping us off like Eli Manning at the end of his career.
Wait, we're not done. No, you're done. You're done. Get out of here. Done. Get out.
We're retiring you. That's what we're doing.
Whether you like it or not, you're out of here. Anyway, we still got what we learned on the show coming up. Right now, we're going to do your final fact and opinion as we wrap things up. Not that you asked for it, but hey, you got it. It's a good fact. Dumb opinion.
Deal with it.
How about this? You're a Costco guy. You like this. The average
I love Costco, I'm telling you.
It's a moneymaker. The average Costco store makes $164 million in revenue per year.
Wow.
That actually seems kind of low, doesn't it? Well, maybe not. I guess not.
That doesn't seem low. That's a high number, man. That's a big number. I believe it for sure. It's that membership, man. They make you sign up for that membership.
Which, that kind of bothers me a little bit. Mostly because I feel like you're being snooty. Like, all right, Costco, you think you're better than me with your membership, huh?
Right. You're exactly right on this. And here's another reason it kind of bothers me, too. Yes, there are things in there you save immensely on. You're like, I need this membership. But a lot of other things, no.
Yeah.
I don't need this in bulk. Why do I need this in bulk? And it's I don't know. It's like half and half for me.
I have never had a Costco membership. I've been intrigued to, and now with the kid, it's like, okay, maybe there are certain things.
But see, there you go. That's huge. There's but a lot
also,
of baby stuff there.
I only have one kid. And you see, if you're one of those people that doesn't know how to pull out and you have like seven kids, like, okay, I understand getting 55 gallons of mayonnaise and the 80-pound bag of frozen shrimp and pizza bag. Like, I get that. That makes sense. You got a lot of people to feed, okay? But for the rest of us, buying in bulk, that just... I don't need the massive jar of pickles, right? They have, like, drums of pickles you can buy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
You know, here's what I like about Costco, though, is dude, yes, you can get a 55-gallon drum of mayonnaise, or you can get some golf balls. I can get an electric bike.
You can
I get some booze.
A lot of shopping in one. You cover a lot of bases.
I mean,
yeah,
anything you want. Yeah. You know, a TV. It's weird. What section are you in? Because it's completely different over here than it is over there.
You actually get a walkie-talkie. You and your significant other get walkie-talkies when you walk in just in case you get separated.
Exactly.
Where are you at, you're man? I can't find you. I don't know. Honestly, I'm so confused. I don't know where I'm at. I'm by a shelf that has electric bikes and tampons. I don't know what to do at this point. I don't know what to do.
Every time the wife and I go to, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people do this, all right, we got to go through every aisle.
Oh,
man. We got to go through every aisle.
It's not a small store to do that in either, man. That is
no,
that,
dude.
You're getting your steps in for the day on that one. You do know, fun little fact for people out there, if you want to pull the old rope-a-dope on Costco, just have someone who has a membership buy you a Costco gift card because you don't need a membership to use a Costco gift card.
Better yet, you don't even need somebody with a membership to do it. You can literally walk in and buy a gift card.
Oh, really?
Yeah. As a non-member, you can walk in, buy a gift card, continue to walk to the store and buy your stuff, and then pay with a gift card.
I didn't think you could do that. You'd think everyone would just do that then. But
well, you think about it. If you want to get somebody a gift card to Costco that's a Costco membership and you're not a member, like, why can't you do that?
That's true. That's a good point. That's a good point. We got to offer. Wait, we're going to have... Yeah, hello, sir. This is the Costco people. We heard your show, and knock it off.
You're going to be off tomorrow morning?
You would have a Brock and Hunter. They got murdered by the Costco people. It's crazy. They were telling Costco secrets. But anyway, well, good luck for everyone at Costco. That's actually how we lost Grandpa. He died in a Costco. Grandpa. We couldn't find him.
Choked on that. $1.50 hot dog.
That's why I go. I just go for the hot dogs. Not the great deals, the hot dogs. Anyway. All right, there you go. That is your final fact and opinion. We'll be back with what we learned on the show. Stick around. Alexa.